we must face the moment of truth, baby.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons are blessings you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lace tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust. But I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point, so I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down, just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coot, for we all must meet our moment of truth. Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high, cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has its day, and like they say, God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth, as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head for start. Another one is pointed at your weak ass heart. Now if I pull the trigger on these fully loaded lines, you're gonna wish I would've pulled a black nine. I'm Mac Dimes, crack the spines of the fake gangsters. Yeah, the biting trifling niggas and the studio pranksters. Yo, looking at the situation plainly, will you remain G, or will you be looked upon strangely? I reign as the articulator with the greater data, revolving on a task and much doper than my last jam. While others struggle to juggle tricky metaphors, I explore more to expose the core. A lot of MCs act stupid to me, and we have yet to see if they can match our longevity. But anyway, it's just another day, another fake jack I slay with my spectacular rap display. Style's smooth but rugged, you can't push or shove it. You dig it and you dug it, cause like money you love it. The king of monotone with my own throne, righteously violent prone. My words bring winds like cyclones, storming your hideout, blocking out your sunlight. Your image and your business were truly not done right. Throw up your heel out now, divine saviors. You got no hand skills, there's no security to save you. No pager, no celly, no drop top Benzie. I came to bring your phony hip hop to an end. My art of war will leave you sore from the abuse, cause you must meet your moment of truth. They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. No one is untouchable, no man is bulletproof. We all must meet our moment of truth.
Check 1-2, check 1-2. The Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL, hitting y'all one more game, man. Ain't really too much shit, you know, to really spit, man. I just felt compelled to get on the motherfucking mic today because I just noticed a little something. You know, I mean, I've always noticed it, you know, pertaining to the internet and shit, man. But I really got to pop my collar, man, along with a lot of other amateur black porn webmasters and shit, man, because I'm seeing, man, a lot of websites dying on the goddamn vine, nigga. Motherfuckers is taking the next T plunge, man, and I'm just, like I said, I want to pop my collar, man, and I just want to congratulate myself on, you know, I've been online for like 5-6 years, and I've been very successful in what I do. You know, I ain't necessarily what you would call rich, man, but I'm to the point, you know, I've not been to this point for about 3 or 4 years where I ain't got to punch a motherfucking clock and I'm my own man. I can do what the fuck I want, when I want, how I want, thanks to this goddamn cyber pimping, you know, fucking with, hey, pussy pays my bills, bitch. You know what I mean? So fuck the next nigga and what he talking about. So like I said, just want to pop my collar, man. And want to send shout outs to all the other motherfuckers out there that's surviving in the game, surviving in the hustle and shit. And all the other brothers, my brethren, man. Like I said, the black amateur porn webmasters and shit, man. Pat yourself on the back, goddammit. Shit. It's a hard grind. It's a hard hustle. And I like to say, I mean, what is it about the amateur black porn producer, right, that makes us stand out from the rest and makes us succeed? Well, a lot of other niggas just, they can't get it right, man. They just die on the vine and they just kind of, you know, they here today, gone tomorrow and shit. And I think I know what the fuck it is, man. When you're dealing with black amateur porn, I'm talking about real amateur shit. I'm talking about niggas that's out here on the grind producing their own shit, right? And I'm gonna go ahead and say some names on this motherfucker, man. You know, I told myself I really wasn't gonna be doing that too many times and shit, you know, since a lot of niggas out there seem to be scared to get the next nigga some juice and shit. But to accentuate and probably get y'all niggas to understand what I'm talking about, I gotta name names. I gotta name niggas like John Wan from Foul Foul, Trashman, TrashmanVideo.net, Mr. No Good from Black Vagina Finder. Damn, who else is really doing that motherfucking thing? Of course, can't forget about Dope Man from ChronicGirls.com, ThrowbackBitch.com. Damn, my nigga Mr. Wriggler, I don't even know if this shit is open yet, you know what I mean? I ain't been by Mr. Wriggler's spot, HoeFlipper.com, you know what I mean? But I think the main thing that separates all of our shit, and of course, let me plug myself, bitch, the Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com, nigga, you know what I mean? I'm like, so what is it about all of our shit that makes us stay in the game and prosper when a lot of other motherfuckers that's coming out with all this glitz and gloss and glam, what makes them motherfuckers die? One word, nigga. I think this is what it is. One word can sum it all up when we're dealing with staying relevant, staying in the game. I believe it's personality. Yeah. I believe that that's the main thing that separates our shit from a lot of other niggas' shit. It's just personality, man. When you come to our shit, I mean, you ain't just looking at ass and titties, man. You looking at our world through our motherfucking eyes. You feel what I'm saying? You basically, you get a tour of our life. You see what we see. And in essence, you basically do what the fuck we do. You know what I mean? And so, I think that sites like ours, MacCity.com, ChronicGirls.com, fucking HoeFlipper, shit, Foul Foul, Trashman Video, I believe that these sort of sites are more interactive. You get more engrossed into the action because it's real shit. It's real niggas doing real things, going out here on the grind, popping their collar, popping their whip, checking their traps, doing what the fuck they gotta do to make that money. And niggas get enthralled. Niggas get engrossed in the methods, the madness, the mayhem. You know what I'm saying? So it's personality, man. There's a lot of sites out there. They got ass and titties galore. You know, they got dime pieces and all that kind of shit, man. But to keep it real, man, there's dime pieces on bazillions of sites, man. Badass bitches with fucking no stretch marks, big titties, fat asses, and all that kind of shit. But, goddamn, man, I mean, as funny as it seems, man, those sites have no goddamn substance, man. Where is the human drama, man? Where is the realism? Where is the, I mean, you don't really give a fuck about that site. You don't give a fuck what happens on it. You don't give a fuck about the bitch. A lot of y'all just looking for jack off material. I understand that, but you know, the black amateur porn niche offers you a little bit more than just fucking jack off material, man. Yeah, you can do that shit. You can come to our shit. We got average bitches. We got gutter bitches. And every now and then sprinkled up in there, we got some pretty fly bitches too. But, I mean, shit, when you come to our shit, man, you, it's, I mean, cause I've been in a whole bunch of websites, man, pro, amateur, whatever. And, I don't really like the so-called pro shit because it bores me, man. I mean, how many times can you go to a website, or how many times can you go to your local porn store and buy bitches getting digged down? You see that day in, day out, forever and a day. I mean, shit, it's just regular shit. It's a never-ending cycle of just boring, regular-ass, repetitious shit. Damn, motherfuckers find a bitch, put the bitch on the bed, fuck the bitch, and then they move right along to the next bitch. You don't know the bitch's story, you don't know why she doing the shit, you don't know the situations and the circumstances, and I mean, you know, it's, to me, there's nothing there. I don't get anything out of fucking watching a bitch get boned, you know, just for the fuck of it, you know what I mean? I want to know why that bitch is getting fucked. I want to know what's making her go this route where she felt that she had to sell pussy online, or sell pussy to the fact where she got to make porn videos that get distributed all over the goddamn world. What's her goddamn story, man? And this is what the black amateur porn producer brings you. He brings you the gutter. He brings you the information that you're gonna need to basically get a better jack, if you will. You know, because that's the main thing that I'm always hearing from my partners, right? My partners is always saying to me, you know, I like your shit due to the fact that I get to know these bitches, you know what I mean? And it makes for a more satisfying jack session, you know what I mean? Because it's like they actually really fucking the bitch because they know the bitch, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, well, check this out, man. Let me take a little break. You know, I'm popping my collar today. I'm giving props out to all the brothers in the porn game, you know what I mean? And like I said, one more time, take me a little break, and I'll be back.
Undermine me and backstab me, but I can see clearly now. The rain is gone, the pain is gone, but what you did was still wrong. There was a few times I needed your support, but you tried to play me like an indoor sport, like racquetball, tennis, pool, whatever. All I know is that you attempted to be clever. Nevertheless, cleverness can impress, cause now you've been exposed like a person undressed. And I can see through you, cause I'm the guru. And what you gonna do when I start to step to you? Cause when I pay you back, I'll be hurting you. And this ain't no threat, so take it personal. Rappers and art, you can't own no loops. It's how you hook 'em up in the rhyme style, true. So don't even think you could say someone bit off of your weak beat. Come on, you need to quit. I flip lines and rhymes that never sound like yours. There ought to be laws against you yapping your jaws. Originality overflows in me, and the truth is that you wish you could live the life I live and kick the lyrics I kick. But bear in mind that you can't think this quick, so Premiere drops beats for me to say verses to. And if I sound doper, then take it personal. Be mad cause I don't come around the way like I used to. I don't have time these days. I'm keeping busy making power moves. And don't try to say I don't remember you. You shouldn't let your jealousy show like that. I stopped coming by cause of the way you act. Telling my business to kids I don't even know. You're like a daytime talk show, and that's low. So you can tell everyone that I'm jerking you. And if you don't like it, kid, take it personal.
Once again on another excursion into the motherfucking the bowels and the depths and the recesses of the Fat Max very soul, nigga. You feel me? Yeah, so that's what we doing today, man. We popping our collar. We got them giving congratulations to everybody that's still in the game, that's still doing the goddamn thing, man. So that's one thing. Allow me to reiterate, it's personality, man. Personality. I mean, when you go to my site, you're not just looking at bitches and asses and titties and all that kind of shit. Like I said, man, you basically living my life. You seeing what's going on in my life, man. You get enthralled into the relationships that I have with Darling Nikki, Thick Lish, Nish, Crazy Bitch Kayla, the Boss Bitch. Goddamn, man. I mean, it goes on. I got so many bitches. I got so many bitches in the storyline. It just don't make any sense. Now, see, if you got a lot of time in your hands, you can follow each storyline with each bitch that I'm fucking with on the site. You feel me? Or you may have just a select few favorite bitches that you like to see, and you can just follow their individual storylines. You feel what I'm saying? Because no storyline is exactly the same as the next one, due to the fact that I'm dealing with real bitches, real life situations, real shit, you know? And it's just like a reality show. You come to it, and it is what it is, and nobody is above the all-seeing eye of realness, including me, you know what I mean? A lot of you cats been fucking with me for, I don't know, since 2003, and you see my evolution, you see my transformation, you see me get played. You see me do the playing. You see me mac. You see me get macked. And I'm man enough to get on this motherfucker and type up whatever the fuck I need to type up to let y'all niggas know that I learned a lesson and I got schooled by a bitch, or I did the schooling. You see what I'm saying? So, man, you just can't get no better than the shit that we fucking with, man. The shit that we fucking with, it's the realest, it's the best, it's the most ingenious. And I have to really pop my collar to myself because, of course, you know, since I am me and I am who I am, and I'm going to basically say that I think my shit is the best. You know what I mean? Because I feel that I have more of a intimate relationship with the females that I fuck with. You see what I'm saying? I think I give more in-depth information, more in-depth analysis of the psyche of the bitches that I'm fucking with. A lot of my other brethren, I don't think they take the time to get to know the bitches as much as I get to know my bitches. You know what I mean? So my investigative reporting is just a little bit more crisp, allow me to say, than my other brethren and shit. Not to say that they don't get into that also, you know what I mean? I just think I do a better job of it, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's coming from a lot of other cats that's been to my other homies' websites, and everybody who I speak to tends to believe that I do a better job of it, you know what I mean? So, personality is the key. Personality is the key. Now, let me go ahead and let me say something about one particular individual, and I want to give a big shout out to this nigga, man. And this is a lesson in success, man. What I like to do is I like to always sit back and watch motherfuckers do whatever they do. You know what I mean? And I've always known that this nigga right here, somehow, some way, this nigga's going to be infamous. He's going to make his way come hell or high water and shit. That's that nigga y'all know was the goddamn trash man. Now, if anybody ever wants a blueprint on how to be successful, I want y'all to look at what the fuck Trash Man from TrashManVideo.net does. His main saving grace, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, his main saving grace, man, is just his tenacity. You know what I mean? He just won't let go of a thing, man. The nigga just keeps going and going and going and going. And the nigga just will not stop until whatever the fuck he's sought to accomplish, he's accomplished it, man. And that's what's needed in the game, any game, to be successful, man. If you can't stop, you gotta keep going. If you trip and fall, you gotta get the fuck back up. And that's what this nigga does, man. I mean, fuck. I've watched this nigga, you know, from A to B to C to D. I've watched everything that he's done. I watched all my homies, man. I watched everything all these niggas do, you know what I'm saying? But the nigga that impresses me the most, of course, is Trash Man. You know, I've seen this nigga get thoroughly disrespected and clowned in the podcast circles, you know what I mean? Y'all remember that shit, especially you, Trash. You remember coming up trying to do that podcast thing. Got totally disrespected and clowned by Payroll, and that nigga said, go fuck yourself. But nah, nigga, you didn't stop. You still kept doing your thing. You didn't give a fuck what the next nigga said. You kept doing your thing. And then came Chronic, Dope Man, say, hey, nigga, I applaud Dope Man for having vision. You know what I mean? Because that's the main thing that this nigga does. And that's the main thing that impresses me about Dope Man. That nigga has vision. He don't just see something, should I say, in the short term. That nigga thinks long term. You know what I mean? And he's seen talent. And, you know, he recognized it, and he scooped up, that's right, Trash Man. So, we got Trash Man doing his thing. His show still sucked back then. But, of course, just like anything, you got to let something marinate. You got to let something have time to basically cook so it can get done, right? So, man, the nigga still sucked. The nigga shit wasn't all that, but he kept doing it. He kept doing it. He kept persevering. He kept driving. And then lo and behold, his shit is getting better and better. And it's getting crisper and crisper. And he's putting his hands in all sorts of spots, man. You know what I mean? He's doing his video thing. He's doing his podcast thing. And then he gets this wild hair up his ass where he wants to go to YouTube. And he wants to goddamn clown YouTube. You know what I'm saying? He wants to put his filth and his trash all over YouTube. And that nigga, he becomes like an instant fucking overnight success on goddamn YouTube. You see what I'm saying? See, that's how you do that shit, man. I admire that shit. I like to see motherfuckers just grab hold of something and run with it and don't stop. And goddamn fuck the haters. You see what I'm saying? That nigga just ran. And everybody was talking about, oh, man, the nigga ain't shit, and the nigga sucks, and this nigga this, and this nigga that. But man, it just goes right over this nigga's head, and he gives a fuck. He handles his business accordingly, man. And so like I'm saying, in the blueprint of success, man, there is no substitute for being tenacious. There is no substitute for goddamn, just keep going, keep driving, keep doing what you're doing, no matter what the fuck the next nigga talking about, no matter what the next nigga says, man. I mean, I'm truly in awe, and I admire what the fuck that nigga does, man. And if there's anybody that's actually really gonna be around for years, you know what I mean, that is, unless this nigga don't get bumped off somewhere, because he talks a lot of trash. That's the only negative about what the fuck Trash Man does. He ruffles a lot of feathers. He does a lot of shit. He creates a lot of negative energy, man. And that's kind of dangerous. You know, me being a philosophical nigga myself, I understand the repercussions of the shit that he's doing. There's a positive and there's a negative side of it. The positive side is you become infamous and you become famous real quick. But the negative side is, man, you know, you reap what you sow, bruh. So, Trash Man, be careful. Be careful, homie. Be careful what you wish for. You feel me? You just might get that shit, homeboy. So, yeah. I'm saying that my nigga Trash, he'll probably be around a long time, man, because he understands the formula. The nigga is not an idiot by no means. He's a master of manipulation as far as, what's that, damn. What's that word I'm looking for and shit? He's a master of, shit. Oh, yeah. He's a master at marketing. He knows how to market himself, you know what I mean? And to succeed in this adult webmaster porn game, man, you gotta wear many hats. Some niggas, you know, just think it's just as simple as, you know, filming bitches doing nasty shit and that's it, man. Nah, it's not. Man, you gotta wear many hats, man. You know, you gotta be a good videographer, you gotta be a good photographer, you gotta be a good marketer, you gotta be a good businessman, have a good business sense, you gotta know how to, you know, stack your money, and you gotta learn how to count your money and all this kind of shit. You gotta take in more money than you're spending and all this kind of shit. That's a problem I'm running into now. I'm kind of breaking even my expenses. You know, I'm taking on just a little bit more debt than you know I need to. So I need to clean that up, man. You know, I'm living ghetto fabulous shit. But anyway, like I said, go take a break, man. You know, run along with this shit, man. So I'ma holler at y'all in a minute.
You puny protozoa, you're so minute you didn't know the gang has been watching you, but instead of just squashing you, I'm scooping you up out of the muck you wallowing like a chief chemist. Other scientists are following, planning to examine you on a petri dish, sticking you and fricking you. Just a teeny bit, I'm clever with science, but never relying on false words from cowards who forever be trying. Insisting they come off, I let them get some off, then come back with drum tracks their ears could get numb off. Block busting, like making love, I'll never stop thrusting into your system. So just listen, I'm like a neurosurgeon, operating with a pure aversion. I write prescriptions of words that fit in. The dope gets prescribed as I kick it live, cause it's more than a style, it's conceptual genius. My effect on the scene is to project that I mean this. You deadbeat, wait until you see my next feat. I get respect for the rep when I speak, check the technique. 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 I'm rushing you like a defensive end, as I recommend that you comprehend. I could stomp you in a battle, contest, or war. What will occur will be the portraiture of your immature, insecure for sure, meek, weak visions of grandeur. To really awaken you, I then will be breaking you, taxing without action, extracting and snaking you, making you succumb to the drums of gangsta. By far we are truly gifted ones, son. But if you were to speculate or estimate us losing, you'll be dying, trying to face the fate of your delusions. Cause miscalculation is all you're stating, so I'm chumping, bunting punks just like footballs. Cause I'm gonna put y'all back in the mess hall to clean up the slop and stop all the bullcrap. Your rap's crazy whack, so don't try to pull that. You're lacking the vernacular. I'm slapping you and capping you and closing your jaw, cause you can't mess with gangsta. The guru and premier, always dope with the blessed beats. Dance your ass off, hops, check the technique.
Check, check the technique. Check the technique. Check the technique.
Bon voyage, sayonara, arrivederci. Your ass gets busted due to mustard. You try to work me, you irk me, because you copy and falsify. And I don't care how many step up, cause you all could try to wish and fish for a style. Here's a fishing rod, these rods are hitting hard. Constantly I'm getting large, inevitably I readily kick a spree. I've lyrics so deep, so don't sleep, but just peep me. Putting methods on records, expanding per each millisecond. 33 RPMs displays the art of men. And as my rhyming builds, you see my time is chill. And then I look upon weak ones, I'm teaching each one so they become redone. Essays are relayed to twist you up like French braids, or tighter like corn braids, cause I got a strong rage. Force like police rage to never be delayed. I once was the least paid, but I made the grade. Cause this ain't a slave sale, and I ain't the same stale rapper. No, I'm not a phony microphonist with no glasser. No type of real appeal or real talent, and it makes me violent, man, to see all of these PBB MC wannabes making G's cause some dumb companies have lots of money, but no idea of what is black and what is dope. So check out what the guru wrote, cause I will prevail, give details as I unveil hell in a brain cell so I can stay paid well. Now I'm in the driver's seat and rocking the lava beats, bouncing and booming and blasting you to the next seat. Chic and unique with lots of tick like a cleat. Check the technique.
Chic unique technique. Chic unique technique. Check the technique. Check the technique. Check, check, check the technique. Check the technique. See if you can follow it.
Thank you.
Alright, this is the last part of the motherfucking ditty, man. Basically, I said what I had to say. I just wanted to get on and just acknowledge the fact that, hey, man, I see a lot of motherfuckers blinking out of existence on the internet, man, but I still see the real hardcore adult amateur black porn webmasters still hanging in there doing their goddamn thing. And I just wanted to give props to everybody still doing their thing, man, because it's a hard grind, it's a hard hustle, and I believe that we succeed due to the fact that we have personality, man. Our shit is real. Motherfuckers drop in not just to see the latest bitch, the latest installment of ass and titties, but they want to know what the fuck the Fat Mac is doing. They want to know what the fuck I'm speaking on. They want to know what the fuck John Juan talking about. They want to know what the fuck kind of crazy shit the Trash Man is fucking with. You see what I'm saying? Shit, that's why these niggas is so enthralled with the business, man. It ain't just the bitches. It's the fucking persona, man. You feel what I'm saying? So, God damn, dog. I'm real with this shit, man. When I'm looking at the internet, and I'm like, God damn, another site done closed down. This site done closed down. This motherfuckers is just, the internet is coming to a crawl, slow to a snail's pace when it comes to actually making some money, when it comes to sites actually opening up and shit. It is a hard, hard grind, a hard, hard hustle. Niggas think this shit is easy. The bitches that I fuck with, they think that this shit is goddamn easy. I don't know how many females I know, they want to open up their own site and do their own thing and all this kind of shit. And I'm like, yeah, shit. Good luck. You feel what I'm saying? Because they just see what I do and they think it's so goddamn easy. But it takes actual fucking brain power. Is that my fucking phone? But yeah, like I said, man, I'm giving shout outs to them niggas today, man. So, yeah, just be on the lookout. Like I said, I'm going to be... I might have to limit my, my updates to 2 times a month, every 2 weeks, just to offset my bandwidth problems, let y'all cats know, man, because right about now, like I said, nigga just made some bad fucking investments on some shit, and I've incurred some debt, and I got too many motherfuckers in Mac City writing too many videos, which is making my bandwidth jump sky fucking high, which is basically taking more money out of my pocket. So, once again, this is another trick of the trade, man. You know what I mean? Just because you got a ton of goddamn videos, just because you have a ton of members, that don't necessarily mean you're gonna turn a profit. Yeah. Think about that shit, man. Just because you got a ton of videos, you got a ton of niggas up in there, that don't necessarily mean you're gonna turn a profit. That can be detrimental. Which right now, it is not an asset, it is a liability. I'm coming out the ass. Because motherfuckers is gobbling up my videos like fucking, like Pez, nigga. For real, like Skittles, they eating that shit up. So, I am coming out the pocket with my bandwidth concerns. Oh my God. Well, anyway, this is the Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL, giving shout outs to John Juan, to myself, the Fat Mac, to Dope Man, to Trash Man, and to Mr. No Good. I see all y'all motherfuckers still doing your goddamn thing, man. Y'all motherfuckers, shit. Hey, pat yourself on the back. Y'all motherfuckers doing it, man, for real. And to all you motherfuckers out there that's trying to get into this game, man, goddamn good luck, homie. Good luck. It ain't like it used to be. I mean, even I came in this bitch late. You know what I mean? Because motherfuckers told me that I couldn't do this shit. You feel what I'm saying? But, hey, every nigga out there ain't me. You know, I'm the Fat Mac nigga. I don't take no for no goddamn answer. You feel me? So anyway, that's what it is today, man. Adult webmaster, black porn amateur, all that kind of shit. Give a shout out to y'all niggas, man, and I'm out.